Concerns have been raised by pupils at a North Belfast school after a leaflet opposing gay marriage was found in the school library. The cover of the leaflet seen by The Nolan Show says 10 reasons why homosexual marriage is harmful and must be opposed. Dominican College at Fort William say that they are aware of some of the content of the leaflet but did not sanction it being placed in the school library. On the line, commentator Emma Wolfe and former Conservative MP Anne Widdecombe. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Anne, are you surprised to hear something like this would appear in a school?
No, though having said that, of course, I haven't seen the leaflet. I don't know how it's phrased, which is actually quite important. But this is a Catholic school. The position of the Catholic Church is extremely clear, which is that marriage is between a man and a woman. It isn't therefore very surprising that in a Catholic school library you would find literature to that effect. But as I say, my caveat is I haven't seen the phraseology, so I don't know if there's something in particular in there which has upset the students.
Emma?
Well, I have seen the phrasing, and it uses statements such as homosexual marriage violates natural law and it offends God. And the fact is, the school are very clear they didn't place this material there. It's got nothing to do with the school being Catholic. But it was deeply offensive to students who are in, who feel they may be gay or are in same-sex relationships, some of whom are at the college. And, of course, there is a time and a place for explaining to children and young people about the, you know, opposing views and about religion and about what doctrine teaches. But this is absolutely not the way to do it. This is infiltrating colleges and sort of promoting values of segregation and distrust and hatred.
The school have, of course, said that they didn't sanction it, and they're not aware of it or how it was placed in the library. The leaflet's made by the TFP Student Action, which calls itself a nationwide network of young Americans dedicated to defending and promoting moral values on college campuses and beyond. But Emma, going on what Anne has said there in terms of this being a Catholic school, does that make it any more suitable to be found there?
No, absolutely not. It doesn't matter whether the school is Catholic, Christian or Muslim or Jewish. This is not the way to explain what is a difficult and, you know, people have rational, you know, differing views on this. But to use language such as homosexual marriage is harmful and must be opposed, this is really divisive language. This is not the way to do it.
What about freedom of speech, Emma? Does that fall under this category for people to be able to express themselves? Obviously, there's things that we don't all agree with. We don't all come to the same conclusion. So in this circumstance, could you apply that?
I wouldn't apply that under freedom of speech, because as I've said, I agree completely that there is a time and a place for explaining that there are different views about lots of these issues, lots of these difficult issues. But to infiltrate a college in this, or a school in this way, and to put this kind of material, to leave this kind of material around, that's not the way to deal with what is a difficult, thorny issue.
So Anne, as Emma has suggested, this leaflet says it offends God. So for a young person in any school that is struggling with their sexuality, feels very isolated and is finding it difficult to come to terms with that themselves, this isn't going to make them feel any better.
Well, the way that you put views into schools is to ask the school if they will place something in a school library and to let the school have a look at the thing you want to put there. Obviously, this wasn't done. And so, therefore, that's not a sensible way of going about things. But the fact is that in real life, you will encounter strong language. You will encounter people uttering views that shock you. No matter which side of any argument you're on, you will come upon people who shock you. I have plenty of times. And there's no harm in being prepared for that. But being prepared for it means that the school takes charge, not just organisations putting in literature which hasn't been sanctioned.
Even if it's a child, obviously, in a school, very young, very easily influenced, upset, and so I understand.
I just said it should have been done through the school. The school would handle it in a proper way. I've said that very clearly. I don't think I can say it any more clearly.
But is it fair for a leaflet to use language like homosexual marriage violates natural law? Isn't that sort of rather explosive? And
well, actually, what it is I would say, a not terribly politely phrased version of what the church teaches. And that is why I say the school, and I've said it umpteen times, the school should have been consulted and should have decided on whether such leaflet was remotely suitable. That's what I've said. I can't say it any more clearly than that.
Okay, Anne Whittakin, thank you very much. And Emma Wolfe, thank you as well. You can try and get some calls on this 03030 80 55 55. A statement from the Dominican College in Fort William says, "We became aware at 11 a.m. on the 21st of Feb that an unauthorised leaflet had been placed in the senior library of the college. The school immediately investigated the matter, and while we are aware of some of the content of the document, we have been unable to find the original copy. The principal and Board of Governors did not sanction the placing of this leaflet in the school library."